Ashby, Minnesota. This is a little town. I believe it's less than 1,000 people up on the range. It's a farming town. And if you are ever in a farming town, they have a co-op. Now, the co-op is basically where the farmers bring their product, the grains, and they are basically, from that point, they are taken to market. All right? And basically, any town that still functions has a co-op. I mean, I used to work in Iowa, and, you know, you could have a town that has lost most of their business in their downtowns. But as long as the co-op is still going, well, guess what? You still got a town. But like a lot of things, once that co-op goes out, if the co-op goes out of business, well, you're not going to be able to recoup that. And if you remember the story, there was a guy here, Jerry Hennessy. This is a far-right conservative stooge, far-right Republican jackass, who's one of these guys that likes to, I'm a big roller, man. I'm a big roller. Well, he was a big roller, we found out. We talked about this before, because he allegedly stole millions of dollars from the Ashby Co-op, the elevator there. But there's an update on the story. Now, the last time we checked, it was $2 million. Oh, wait, there's more. With some more reports of inappropriate spending by its former general manager, the elevator at Ashby will reopen its doors Wednesday, October 3rd, under a lease to the Wheaton Dumont Elevator Company based in Wheaton, Minnesota. The Ashby Farmers Elevator Cooperative announced the lease in a news release after a board meeting in late October 2nd. The elevator closed September 14th after learning its general manager had diverted funds to use for safaris, taxidermy, other related expenses. The company now believes former manager Jerry Hennessy stole at least $4.9 million from this co-op since 2003. $4.9 million, up from an estimated more than $2 million since 2008. Eric Algren, the company lawyer, said that the total of about $3 million were written in the past 6 years. We may be able to recover those funds. The closing of the elevator has been a real kick in the teeth for the Ashby community, said Russell Dewey, president of the Ashby Co-op board, who's been designated to handle day-to-day decisions. Yeah, it kind of is. When you lose the one thing that's keeping your town in business, the co-op, yeah, it is a bit of the kick in the teeth, isn't it? We are proud to be able to reopen the company so quickly under the new management and a great team. Meanwhile, the co-op sent members postcards on October 1st, informing them of a special meeting October 15th, where they may consider options for leasing or selling assets and dissolving the cooperative in the wake of the embezzlement scandal involving the longtime general manager. The special meeting member, conservative, far-right conservative Republican, He pulled himself up by his bootstraps. Yeah, sure he did. And basically, on the money he allegedly stole. And yeah, if they end up dissolving the co-op, goodbye Ashby. Ashby, Minnesota is not going to exist anymore. As of October 2nd, he and the research team believe they found at least $4.9 million in bad transfers. Study back to 2003, some of those involved transfers to construction companies and coded as corn and soybeans. Some appear to be for projects on Hennessy's home and land purchases. So basically, he stole from the company and just basically pocketed the money through home improvements, expansions, buying some property. Some of the unauthorized checks were for big game hunting trips worldwide. About $500,000 went to pay for taxidermy, Algren said. Still waiting for Grant County Sheriff Troy Langley. Said he's waiting for data on for a variety of places before he can say whether or not charges will be filed against Hennessy. What? All right, more on that. A few people approach us from time to time, ask why he's not in custody, Langley said. We can't arrest people on an allegation. Allegation of stealing $5 million in rural Minnesota, which might as well be $100 million. He repeated the department doesn't know where Hennessy's whereabouts is and isn't looking for him. Really? Okay, let me first say this. You suck as a sheriff. I'm just going to say it. Because is anyone listening to my voice right now saying if he had an allegation against an African-American man that he might have committed a crime but didn't have evidence, that African-American man would, for $50, would be locked up in his jail until they figured things out, right? Is anyone here doubt that? anyone listening to me right now that if an African American or a Native American or a Latino American was accused of was alleged to have taken $50 from the local grocery store, that but they had no evidence of it, that that person wouldn't be locked up in this guy's jail cell right now until we can put the facts together and figure out what exactly happened. But it's a wealthy Republican white guy who likes safaris, and I don't know where he is. Why would you want the sheriff to keep track of someone who allegedly stole $5 million? You suck at being a sheriff. I am just going to say it. You suck at being a sheriff. How do you not know where this guy is? You, dear Lord. It's not my job. I don't care. I don't know, somewhere around here, $5 million. What's the big deal? He was a white guy. But if you got a minority that looks like they're jaywalking, let me know. I'll call every squad car in the county down there, and we will arrest that person. I am just, This guy destroyed this town. This guy destroyed this town. If this co-op dissolves, Ashby disappears because of greed. Because this guy equated money with success to a point where he stole from a small town co-op, allegedly, for years. $5 million. Allegedly. For safaris and taxidermy and his house and property, allegedly. And you pretty much know, I mean, let's put it this way. You pretty much know where the money came to and went. And yeah, you don't have maybe a file on your desk, but what did you think? Gremlins came in there and stole it dollar by dollar? That leave a penny, take a penny jar there that they have on the counter that they occasionally came in there and skim that off? Come on, man. He repeated his department doesn't know where Hennessy's whereabouts, and he's not looking for him. From the start of the investigation, Algren and the co-op had alerted the Minnesota Attorney General. Algren noted that there have been offers to purchase the elevator assets, including 300,000 bushels of permanent storage bins. The co-op appears to not to ever had an outside financial audit. This isn't, to the best of my knowledge, any legal requirement, he said. Well, maybe it should be. Maybe it should be. Just maybe. How in the world is this guy not in jail? On suspicion of committing a crime, at least on bond. Hey, Sheriff of Grant County, Troy Langley, here's a little treat for you. If the guy allegedly stole $5 million and has disappeared, you know that $5 million he allegedly stole? He could be using that to get out of the country and not be extradited back for his crimes. And then all this, there won't be any punishment at all. Is this your buddy? I mean, can we ask, is Troy Langley the Grant County Sheriff, is he friends with Hennessy and the family? In a day and age when a young African-American man, a boy, can walk down the streets coming back from a gas station with Skittles and an iced tea, and a guy who's not a cop can come up there and start harassing him and ordering him to the ground, and he says no, and he can be shot, and we will have thousands, if not tens and hundreds of thousands of people saying that black kid deserved it because he wasn't following orders from a non-cop. How in the world you aren't all off your rocker saying, how is this guy not in jail? Oh, because he's white and he's a conservative. And so down deep inside, you all are like, well, maybe I should go get a job at the co-op if it's easy enough. I can get $5 million. I could go to Vegas and be a high roller. I could get a boat. I could have another cabin. Oh, that'd be great. I could go on a safari and shoot big animals and then get them stuffed in my house and then act like a tough guy. Tough guy. God, the incompetence in conservative mindset places is beyond comprehension. But once again, black guy picks up a dime on the street, they'll have seven guns on him within 5 minutes. Unbelievable.